Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Bob Quartermain, CEO of Silver Standard Resources, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SSRI and on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol SSO. And Silver Standard has the largest published in-ground silver resource of any publicly traded silver company. Thanks for joining me today, Bob.
It's a pleasure to be here, Juan. Thank you for inviting me.
Great. And bring us up to speed on the Perquitas project.
Right. At Perquitas has been our main focus over the last year with the construction which is going on in that property. And we're now just completing much of that construction, and we'll be moving into production on the project in 2009. As a matter of fact, by the end of March, we expect to start our delivery of the first ore to the mill, and that will start us on producing concentrate at the project, so finalizing this transition, which we've been making over the last 2 years from being an exploration company into being a mining company. When the project is up and running, we expect to have between 450 and 500 employees full-time at the site. We have a few more there currently as we're finishing up our construction aspects of the project. And we're looking at a long mine life there at a reserve price, which we did last year using $11 silver price. We were looking at about a 14-year mine life. So this is going to be a sizable silver project. This year we're expecting to produce a little over 6 million ounces of silver, and the next year at full production we'll be up to about 10 million ounces, and that will be the average amount of production during the 14-year mine life. So we're very excited about this transition that we're finally making at our Perquitas project.
Good. And talk a little bit about also the San Luis joint venture project located in Peru.
Yes, the San Luis joint venture project is one which we have with Esperanza Silver. It's located in central Peru, and it's a high-grade gold-silver project that we discovered as a joint venture a few years ago. We're just completing a feasibility study on that project, and we expect to have that delivered to us in the second quarter of 2009. Once that feasibility study has been completed, Silver Standard will have increased its interest to 70% of the project, and then after that we will review the results of the feasibility study, and Silver Standard has the opportunity to increase its further interest to 80% of the project by placing it in production. So this year will also be important for the San Luis project as we continue to move along at the joint venture. And then the other project, which we've also been spending quite a bit of energies on, both our corporate engineering energy as well as financial energy, has been our Pitarrilla project in Mexico. This is a world-class silver deposit. It has a very large silver resource on it. The silver resources occur in four to five different areas in the project, both at surface and underground. And over the last year, we've been focused on looking at the option of developing a portion of the project, which would be the underground mineralization. And we also expect in the second quarter to complete a pre-feasibility study on that aspect of the underground mineralization. And then, of course, we will continue our work focusing on a wide number of the surficial areas, which would complement the underground development and that project going forward.
Thanks. And what are some of the trends that you're seeing right now in the market, and how well positioned is Silver Standard to capitalize?
Silver Standard is, I'd say, well positioned in the market currently. We did a financing a few weeks ago that raised us around $88 million and added to our balance sheet. So we certainly have all the capital that we need with respect to completion of the Perquitas project, but more importantly, the funds will go towards developing of our many other exploration projects and also looking at other opportunities which are in the silver space. Certainly of late, we have seen some consolidation going on in some of the precious metal companies that hasn't moved into the silver space yet, but I suspect perhaps over time it will. One thing about being in silver right now is it's certainly getting a renewed interest from investors as well as portfolio managers with the unrest. Certainly that's going on in the general markets and volatility, that many people are looking back at the safe haven of gold and also of silver as a place to be putting at least some of their portfolio investment at these times. And as a consequence, we continue to see good demand for physical silver for its potential investor interest. And then also that, of course, is being reflected in the silver price and certainly reflected back into silver equity share prices.
And what differentiates the company from the other players in the sector?
I think one of the key things that differentiates Silver Standard from other players in the sector is the large portfolio of in-ground resources that you talked about when we started the interview. Silver Standard has a large resource and reserve. We have around 195 million ounces of reserves on our projects, mainly the Perquitas project. We have another almost a billion ounces of measured and indicated resources on 16 projects around the world, and then we have another 600 to 700 million ounces of inferred resources. So we have a very large resource base. In addition to that, we have a sizable exposure to gold. We have been drilling off our Snowfields project, which is located in northern British Columbia, and we had a fivefold increase in our gold resources on that this year. So in addition to our large silver resource, we have this large gold resource as well. I should make a comment. Our inferred resource is around 400 million ounces of silver. But all in all, very good exposure both to gold and silver. And this provides an excellent platform for organic growth going forward for the company. We think that's one of the unique features for Silver Standard.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through a little bit about some of the experiences about your regarding your management team.
Yes. I've now been in the mineral industry for a little over 30 years. I started back in 1976, and it's a resource industry that I continue to participate in and enjoy. We have been able to grow Silver Standard, of course, over the last number of years and increase our staff here. George Paspalis is our Senior Vice President of Operations. He comes from a over 20-year career at Placer Dome, where he was developed mines and has operated mines, so certainly has the platform in which to be successful with our Perquitas project. Jobsnik is our Senior Vice President in Corporate, an engineer as well as a lawyer, and helps provide the foundation here at the company as we continue to go forward. Tom Yip is our Vice President of Finance and comes from a few other mining companies where he's got good industry experience. Ken McNaughton is our Vice President of Exploration, and he's been with the company now going on almost 18 years and has certainly championed much of the success that we've had in the company from an exploration point of view. And Tony Horton is in charge of our safety, again, comes from a long career at Placer Dome. And, you know, one of the key things for us as a mining company now is to ensure the safety of all of our people, and so Tony has been championing that on both our mine projects as well as our exploration projects. So we've certainly been able to expand our staff, and we're going to continue to do that over the next year or so as we grow and have completed this transition into being a mining company from the exploration company we've been for so many years.
And what objectives has the management set for Silver Standard over the next 12 to 24 months?
So over the next year going forward, of course, our key objective is to get Perquitas into production and see it achieve 6 million ounces of silver production this year, and then next year achieve what we see as more the average production, which will be the closer to 10 million ounces. We want to complete the feasibility study at San Luis and make a determination how we want to continue to advance that project going forward. We want to continue to keep the engineering work going on the Pitarrilla project, both with the underground work as well as looking at the surface opportunities which we have there. And our plans are to go up to our Snowfields project and do substantial more drilling on it to improve on the quality of the gold resources which are on that project. And, of course, we have another 12 projects in addition to that, all silver dominant, that we want to continue to move along the development pipeline so that they can continue to provide a good platform for our organic growth plans going forward.
And before concluding, Bob, what are some of the key reasons that an investor should consider Silver Standard as a good investment opportunity?
I would think, Juan, there are four key reasons. One is we have this large in-ground resource of silver, and we're now transitioning into being a mining company. The second is that with this renewed interest in gold, we have a very large gold resource in the company as well. The third item I'm going to say is that, you know, over the next few weeks, with the delivery of ore to the mill at Perquitas, we will be making that transition into being a mining company and now have an excellent project that will provide the foundation for that going forward. And then the fourth is that we have this excellent portfolio of wholly owned projects that will provide the organic growth that we need in the company as we look to become one of the world's premier primary silver mining companies.
Well, I certainly do appreciate the update here, Mr. Quarterman.
Great. Thank you very much.